Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Thanks for sending in your questions. They're right here on this sheet of paper, so let's read them and answer them. Question number one comes from Josh. With the losses of Cordarrelle Patterson and Charles Johnson, could the Vikings look at the remaining free agent market to try and find a receiver, or will they wait until the draft? Draft and free agency, you can use both of them to supplement your roster with some talent, and the Vikings could do that with the wide receiver position. Anquan Boldin, Rod Streeter, Michael Floyd, Stevie Johnson, just a few of the names still out there on the free agent market. And of course, the draft class will be chock full of guys with all kinds of skill sets that can help this offense. Sean from Isle, Minnesota has the next question. With Ray Maluaga being released by the Bengals the other day and his familiarity with Mike Zimmer, is there a possibility he signs with the Vikings? Yes, there is a possibility. Everyone ties former Bengals players to the Vikings because Mike Zimmer is our head coach and he was the Bengals defensive coordinator. He also liked Ray Maluaga quite a bit. Now, Chad Greenway is gone. That means there are some snaps to be had in the Vikings base defense at linebacker. Maluaga would be a good candidate to take up some of those snaps, but the Vikings have some young pups on the roster. They have Emmanuel Lemur, Kentrell Brothers, and Edmund Robinson. It wouldn't surprise me if Maluaga wound up here, but I think those young guys are going to get a chance first. Our next question comes from DJ in Morris, Minnesota. Darrell Revis plus Mike Zimmer seems like havoc on opposing offenses. Why has this not happened yet? Skull. Well, remember, free agency is a two-way street. You have to have mutual interest in order for a union to occur. I don't know if the Vikings are interested in Darrell Revis, but even if they were and Revis wanted to come here, you still have to work through contract, you have to work through playing time, and you even have to work through playing position because Revis can play all over the field. So, once again, there are young guys on the roster like Mac Alexander and Trey Waynes. Trey Waynes had some great moments last year, including the interception of Aaron Rodgers in week 2 to seal our victory at US Bank Stadium over Green Bay. I think those young guys will get a chance before the Vikings dip into a free agent market that contains Darrell Revis. Paul from Seattle asks, do we have anyone in place to punt? Do you believe we are set with Forbath? Well, let's start with Forbath. I think the Vikings are in good shape with Kai Forbath. 7 games last year for us, he was 15 of 15, including 4 of 4 from 40-plus and 1 of 1 from 50-plus. For his career, Kai Forbath, 86.6% makes when it comes to field goals. He was 50% on touchbacks last year. So the Vikings are in good shape there. They could bring in a guy to compete. At punter, Jeff Locke is gone. He signed with the Colts. The Vikings do have Taylor Semenk on the roster. He was undrafted in 2016 out of Texas Tech. He's going to get the first crack at the punting job, but the Vikings could bring in more bodies to compete there as well. Our next question comes from Larry. I have this hope that the Vikings got a steal in 2016 with Jayron Kearse. I have a vision of him teaming with Harrison Smith as the safety combo for the next 7 to 10 years. Is that a pipe dream? No, certainly not. It's not a certainty, but it's not a pipe dream. Jayron Kearse flashed a little bit last year. 7th round pick for the Vikings in last year's draft. Still on the roster, and again, showed some flashes last year. So he's got a chance to be the Vikings starter, if not in 2017, perhaps somewhere down the line. Not a pipe dream, it's a possibility, but Kearse has to compete to win that job. The last question comes from Mike in San Antonio. Wobby, you're coming to us from the hallowed studios of the NFL Network. What's up with that? Did you leave a couple copies of your resume behind? Are you being traded for a future conditional draft pick? No, I'm not valuable enough to be traded for a draft pick, and no, I didn't leave my resume behind at NFL Network. It's not that easy to get rid of me, Mike. I'm going to be here. But we were in L.A. last week capturing great content. We interviewed a bunch of NFL Network's talent, talked to them about the draft, about free agency, and about the Vikings 2017 season. We also caught up with Chris Carter at Fox Studios and Eric Kendricks at UCLA. We capped our trip with a conversation with Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph in Irvine, which is where he works out. So all that stuff will be on Vikings.com and the Vikings app at some point between now and the start of next season. So make sure you stay tuned right here for that and catch all that great content. Also stay tuned next week because another edition of the Pick 6 is coming your way. The draft is right around the corner. We're sure you guys have lots of questions. Send them into the email address at the bottom of the screen and you could be included in next week's Pick 6.